Hi, my name is Samantha Robertson, and I'm currently a junior here at San Diego State. I am originally from Scotland, born and raised over there, and my parents were actually the first people to move out here out of my entire extended family. We originally moved to Florida when I was 7 years old, and then we moved to Northern California my freshman year of high school. All the times we've moved have been because of my dad's job. He was originally a computer programmer, and now he's the technical director at Charles Schwab in San Francisco. My parents live in a small town called Antioch, and that's in the East Bay, about 40 minutes from San Francisco. And I moved down here to San Diego after my senior year of high school to go to school. I am currently a biology major, and I've been thinking about declaring my emphasis in cellular molecular biology. I haven't completely decided if that's what I'm going to do yet, but if I do declare an emphasis, it will be in, cellular molecular. I'm currently taking physics in order to meet my last pre-major requirement. In order to declare yourself as an official biology major, you have to take 2 semesters of physics. So here I am trying to take my last semester in order to actually declare myself as a biology major. Physics is going to be really important to my field of work. I would like to go into forensics, being a forensic scientist, and a tool that's used all the time in forensics is the infrared spectrometers. These spectrometers are able to measure and identify different paint fibers, the age of different documents, as well as the inks used in pens. They're also able to identify different clothing samples and even blood samples. Obviously, all of these little bits and pieces are the things that are left at crime scenes once the detectives go in and survey and scan the area, and they're sent back to the lab where they're analyzed and compared with known samples. And then hopefully the unknown or the samples that are left at the crime scenes are, able to be identified, leading to possible suspects and the solving of the crime itself. The spectrometer basically works by measuring the spectrum of incoming light that is modulated by different frequencies, and they're either absorbed or emitted by the sample that's being tested. Like I said, they're then entered into the database and are compared with known samples, and they're compared to find the similarities with the tested sample to the known sample, identifying the unknown sample. The spectrometers are obviously good for small samples, which are really the things that are left behind at the crime scenes. They're usually tiny clothing particles or different really, small fibers, paint chips, little tiny things, or like splatters of blood. They're nothing huge. So the spectrometers are really, really crucial in identifying these tiny little bits and pieces in order to solve the crime itself. So obviously physics and the infrared spectrometers really aid in forensic technology and the advancement of crime scene investigation. In terms of Tony's problem solving method, I think that it's totally important because it forces us to make inferences about problems and problem solving even if we don't know exactly how to solve the problem. If we're able to diagram and set up equations and write down all of the information that we do know, then we can, set ourselves on the right track and on the right path to actually solving the problem, even if we're not able to make those last key steps by ourselves. We are forced to use all of the information that we do know and, really show him and ourselves that we can get to the problem. And, it's teaching us to really solve the problem ourselves. In terms of my career here at college, I've absolutely loved my time here so far. San Diego is an absolutely beautiful area, and I could not have asked for much more. Being here at college, I've really, been given the opportunity to find myself and what I want to do. I've had no pressure from my parents or anybody else, but I'm doing things because I want to, and I'm, finding what I need to do to succeed. It's been a real eye-opener for me, and I've had to, deal with things by myself. There's really been nobody to bail me out of any situations I've gotten myself into, and I've really had to be held accountable for my own decisions and actions, and it's been such a positive experience. I've really changed a lot, but I've really gotten to know myself, so I've absolutely loved everything about being here at college. My expectations from my time here at San Diego State is basically to earn my Bachelor of Science in Biology, and I hope to graduate in another year, year and a half, and be ready to enter the field of forensics. If that doesn't happen, I would like to be ready and set up to go to graduate school to earn my master's, and then